Saskatoon. Beading was something Jacinda Rosenker had the chance to learn when she was a student as part of First Nations University's Indigenous Social Work Program's Culture Camp. "I instantly thought it was so cool," said Rosenker, now the Indigenous Wellness Counselor at the University of Saskatchewan, USASC. Following the camp, she quickly found a local beading circle. "It was me and a bunch of kokums and aunties, and I remember how much I looked forward to it because I felt so connected," said Rosenker. "I felt heard and safe, and as I learned how to do different styles of lanyards and earrings, it became a coping tool for me. It's been something that's helped me in my reclamation," she added. "It reminds us as contemporary urban natives that culture can still be used for healing and coping." In 2023, when Rosenker joined USASC in a role focused on students, she called on her experiences beading and decided to incorporate the practice into her job. "Indigenous students' needs are unique and different, so I wanted to be inclusive of that," said Rosenker. "I decided to try a beading circle, and it's proven to be absolutely beneficial for students." The program, called Beading with Auntie, now offers monthly sessions during fall and winter terms and is a protected space. "It's reserved for Indigenous expression, safety and community for USASC Indigenous students," she said. Rosenker has succeeded in creating an environment of collaboration and caring, noting that students feel comfortable asking and giving help to each other. "It's a circle and everyone learns from each other," she said. "There has been a lot of peer support from student to student. As the facilitator, it's been so great to watch all the beautiful relationships flourish in front of me." The practice of beading dates back pre-contact when Indigenous peoples across Turtle Island used sharp bones and animal sinew, as well as porcupine quills, which are still used today. "It's a balance now between still using some of those practices but in a contemporary world," said Rosenker. "Infusing culture in campus life has helped students thrive. As an auntie, it's been a rewarding experience to see the success of the circle," said Rosenker. "We've created a safe space through culture and creative expression." Submitted by USASC Media Relations.